Vectis Radio, your local stories, your local music, and local shows, now on DAB.
I'm Kieran, we are at the Chael Show. We have sent Louise a whole 7 feet away outside. Louise, who you got?
I've got an old friend of Vectis Radio. He's always on the shows, and very importantly so, is Alan Taylor from the Isle of Wight Prostate Support Group. Alan, you've just been telling me how busy you are and what you're trying to do while you're at the Chael Show to raise awareness.
Thank you very much for allowing us to have this interview here. We really appreciate all the support we can get. Yes, the situation, Mr. Clarkson revealing his situation with PS, with the his prostate cancer problems, has encouraged a lot of men to come along and get themselves tested. We ran a test last week down at Totland, and we were oversubscribed, 338 men tested, and we anticipate 10% of those will need to have some sort of follow-up. We have another one coming up in September. 420 people were the numbers. We've already got 450 booked in, but don't panic. There is one more still coming on the 7th of November in Newport. And although there are 120 places already taken, that still leaves another 300 places for you to be able to come along and get yourself booked. The important thing is not to delay. Go on to our website, iwpcsg.org. Go on to that website, and it's very easy to get yourself booked in to our final event of the year, which will be on November the 7th. Really important, gentlemen. It's just a simple blood test. Don't anybody tell you that we're going to be using rubber gloves. It doesn't happen. It's a simple blood test. Unfortunately, we still get men turning up who want to drop their trousers. We discourage them. It's just a simple blood test to get blood out of your arm.
I actually took my partner a few years ago, and I said I took because sometimes I think it comes down to being the lady in the relationship and saying, look, I'm concerned for you. I think it'd be something worthwhile doing. And honestly, it was such a quick test. He was so relieved when he got the results through. But I also think if it were the other way and we had found something, we'd have been so relieved that he had found that early enough that something could be done, because there's no national screening program for people that aren't displaying symptoms, is there at the moment?
There is not at all. And interesting you should say that. I've been just down at our stall just down the way from here, and I approached the man and said, would you like to have a PSA blood test? And he said, no, thank you very much. And his wife just stood behind him, said, oh yes, he would. Can I have this form to go and do it? So quite often it's the ladies that are encouraging the men to go and get tested, which is unfortunate, but it is something that we do lack in trying to look after ourselves when it comes to anything wrong with us when it comes to physically. But yeah, it's vital because of the hereditary nature of this particular illness. It's vital that a man gets himself tested so that if there is a problem there, not only has he got the chance of early intervention, but also he can pass it on to his children as well. So that if he's in his 60s, 70s, his children may well be in their 40s, and it's vital for them also to get themselves tested. And something a lot of people don't know is that the gene that is present in prostate cancer, it's called a BRCA2 gene, is the same gene that is also there in breast cancer and ovarian cancer. So it's just not the sons of the particular person that are at risk, but also the ladies, the girls, are also at risk as well. And so they can go along, hopefully, and get themselves gene tested to see if they're carrying this gene or not. So it's a whole family thing. It's really, really important that people don't delay, that they come along and get tested as soon as they can.
It's wonderful work that you do. Thank you so much for coming and raising awareness. Just in terms of your support group, is there anything that you need in terms of volunteers or people assisting you to do the wonderful work you do each year, the programme of things that you carry out on the island?
Yeah, so we are primarily a support group, even though we do the PSA testing. And we do have, if you become a member, which is free, it doesn't cost anything at all, then we do offer things like Tai Chi, yoga, music evenings, exercise groups, etc. And either they're free or they're heavily subsidised for people to be able to join that. We also have members meetings once a month. We have ladies meetings. Don't ask me what happens there. My wife says they're too busy laughing about it. It's a bit of a worry, that is. But there are ladies meetings as well. And it's just a matter of being supporting the men if they are in a situation where they've got this illness, or somebody else in the family has got this illness and they need to come and help them as well. We're always on the lookout for volunteers. If people want to come and help, some people don't want to get socially involved when they've gone through the PSA or gone through the actual program of treatment, etc. And so we offer chances to come and help us, like today, to talk to people or come to our PSA testing. It's really helpful if we can get somebody to come along that's been through the treatment, because then the man can talk to somebody who's got life experience of what's going on, which is absolutely vital, more so than reading things in magazines, books, internet, etc. Get it from the horse's mouth, if you like, that somebody's actually gone through it. So, yeah, we're always interested in anybody who wants to come along. Please come along today to our stall we've just got around the corner. We're here for the 2 days. We're also going to be at the Garlic Show and a few others as well. But, yes, anyone who wants to come and volunteer, wants to come and help us, please come. And if there's any particular groups that want to know how to get involved in fundraising, because we offer our PSA test for free, but the actual cost is £18 per man, we obviously work very hard throughout the year to fundraise so that we can offer this free of charge service when we're doing it. So if anyone has got any ideas, we've obviously had people run the island, cycle the island, swim the island, fly the island, anything else. But anybody's got ideas that they'd like to come and fundraise for us, we'd be delighted to talk to you about it.
Okay, Alan, thank you very much for joining us. Have a really successful Chael show, and I'll hand back to you, Kieran, in the caravan Obi-Wan.
The Isle of Wight's own voice, Vectis Radio DAB, your island choice.